Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord on this Monday. Don't you feel good today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, a new topic, live prayer, and a task for today on each broadcast. And it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic for this morning is Stop Enabling Entitled People. They'll drain you dry and leave you for dead, so you got to learn the power of no. Stop enabling entitled people. They'll drain you for dry and leave you for dead, so you got to learn the power of no. Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 7 and verse 6. Yes, it's only one verse this morning. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can call in live with me at 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180 for the Morning Motivation Broadcast. You can also tune in online by going to my Feel the Fire website at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Go to the Morning Motivation page, and there will be a link that you can click there to tune in online. Someone asked me to provide that, so we have it. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 6, and I am reading from the KJV. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls, listen now, before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. And just in case you didn't really catch that from the perspective of today's topic, I'm going to read it from the NIV. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. What is our topic for this morning? Stop enabling entitled people. They will drain you dry, and then they'll leave you for dead. Learn the power of no. Come on and give the Lord a praise for his word this morning wherever you are. On yesterday at Sunday school, we were talking about God's sustaining love, about the story of Jonah being swallowed by the great fish. And as we talked about it, I began to discuss in the class the part of the lesson where the sea, you know, it's very chaotic, and all of the other people, the sailors, are trying to determine what happened. And finally, Jonah tells them it's because he's running from God. And so then he said to them, cast me over into the sea, and then everything will go back to normal. And our discussion in our lesson book said, well, the sailors really didn't want to do that because they didn't want to be part of a crime of throwing Jonah over into the sea. So I begin to discuss, which goes into what we're talking about today, how interesting it was that Jonah didn't just jump over into the sea himself. I mean, if he really just wanted to go over into the sea so that calm would return for those people who had nothing to do with his issue, he would have just thrown himself over. He would have just jumped over. But no, what he wanted to do was to pull someone else into his issue, his mess, his disobedience, by saying, well, you cast me over. In other words, in order for you to be able to live your peaceful life or to have what God has for you, I'm going to ask you or solicit you to commit a crime and kill me when I could just really go on and move myself out of this situation voluntarily. You see, this is what happens when we're dealing with entitled people. Entitled people always have the mindset that you owe them something, not because they earned it, mind you, but just because they know you. They have the mindset that you're supposed to always be doing something for them, going out of your way, even to the point of destroying your own happiness, your own peace, your own finances. Entitled people do not care. But I have to speak this word this morning because as Christians, you have to learn the power of saying no so that you protect your own destiny, your own future, your own legacy, your own sanity. You are not required as a Christian to do everything for every person all the time, every time they ask. That was good. I'll say it again. You are not required as a Christian to do everything for every person anytime they ask, anytime they want it, every time they demand it. Learn the power of saying no. It is not your role. The Bible says if a man or woman won't work, they won't eat. So that's what I tell people sometimes. If you're demanding that somehow I'm responsible for taking care of you financially, you're a grown person. Then work like I have to work. Don't come tell me that because I'm a Christian, I'm supposed to pay your bills. No, the Bible says if you want your bills paid, if you want to eat, go work. Go struggle like I'm struggling to attain what I want in life. Or they'll say to you, well, you're a Christian. You're supposed to just basically be my doormat. Turn the other cheek. I've hit you on your cheek. I've hit you on your face cheeks, your butt cheeks. Yeah, I know it's tight, but it's right. But I'm being authentic this morning. I've hit you on every cheek you have. But you stand there and you still take it because you're a Christian. No, no, no. That's why the word addresses this issue today. It says, don't give your talents. Don't give your peace of mind. Don't give all of your strength. Don't give everything that you have spent your life working for to people who don't appreciate it. It said, don't give it to the pigs. Because when you do, a pig will do what a pig does. It will trample what you gave them underfoot. And then the pig will turn again and rend you to pieces. Ooh, that was some powerful words this morning. I know you've seen it happen. You go out of your way to help somebody. Do all you can for them. And then when you won't help them anymore, instead of them saying, I thank you for what you've already done, they go and scandalize your name, ruin your reputation, go in the church and whisper lies and rumors about you. Tell other people you're not the Christian you said you were. Now, while they're telling the lie, they won't include the part about how you bought their groceries, how you paid their car note, how you paid their bills, how you got up at 3 o'clock in the morning and prayed with them, how you were there crying with them through their turmoil, through their divorce, or how you were there with them through their time of illness. They won't tell how many times you encouraged them when no one else will, or no one else would, and no one else wanted to. Hallelujah, this is powerful. But you're no longer required to keep throwing out your best to people who do not accept it and do not appreciate it. I want to give you the definition of entitled from the dictionary. Believing oneself to be inherently, innately deserving of privileges or special treatment. The person just believes you're supposed to do it just because they ask. I want to give you an example as well. I just thought about this, something that happened to me yesterday. We had great service, and I was just really resting in the Lord, feeling all empowered and everything. And then my cell phone starts blowing up. Now, everyone whom I know, whether they're a friend, family member, a client of my law office, even my clients, they're all plugged into my cell phone. So if you're someone I know, your name is going to show up on my phone and I'm going to answer. But in this case, it was a number I didn't know. They just kept blowing up my phone. So finally, I answered, and it turns out it is a distant family member, someone I've spoken to only once in the last 20 years. And, you know, I've had the same cell phone number for multiple years, but the only way the person had it is because the one time I spoke with them was last year. They happened to be around other family members and got my number and called me. So that number is not even plugged into my phone. Well, that person, that distant relative, had called me, I think, on Friday or Saturday seeking some type of assistance. And I just have so many other things going on right now that there was no way I could do it. But that number, again, wasn't plugged into my phone. And, you know, that conversation was very brief. Well, yesterday, the number comes up again, and it's just blowing up my phone. At that point, I didn't really realize who it was. You know, sometimes even if you don't have numbers plugged in, if you've seen it enough recently, it'll trigger you. And so I said, why is this number blowing up my phone? So finally, I answered, and I was really hot. I'm going to tell you truthfully, I was hot when I answered, because if you call me and I'm not available, don't keep blowing up my phone. And if it's an emergency from one of my friends or family, if they call and I don't answer, they're going to text to tell me it's an emergency because they realize it's the reason I'm not answering them, because I would not do that on purpose. So I answer it, and it turns out it's the person's girlfriend who has seen the number on the phone. And it's basically investigating to see who it was that the cousin was speaking with. And in no uncertain terms, but still nicely, I made sure she understood, do not ever blow up my phone or call my phone again. Here I am in my peace, and you're calling me about some pettiness. See, like Jonah, I'm not just going to leave on my own. I'm going to pull you into my mess, into my pettiness. So I said, from this point forward, your number is blocked. I'm going to fix this for you, ma'am. You will never be able to call my phone again. Now you tell my cousin, that's what I said, and you have a blessed day. And I left it there. See, at some point, you got to realize that you live in your best life now includes the ability to identify people who serve no purpose or whose only or primary purpose in your life is to suck the life out of you, to drain you dry, to suck away your peace. They'll take your money. If you let them, they will even come between you and your spouse, and they will not care when it's all over. They'll walk away and say, well, you know, he should have spent more time with his wife. She should have spent more time with her husband. Well, if they had spent time with their kids, they wouldn't turn out that way. You took my time. Ooh, hallelujah. Let's get ready to go into prayer, because you know the broadcast is only 15 minutes. I might have to really get into this a little deeper throughout the rest of this week, because I'm going to liberate some of you this week. I'm going to teach you the power of saying no, and that as a Christian, you have that right. Come on and begin to praise the Lord wherever you are today. Begin to just thank the Lord. He's so mighty. He's so worthy. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We magnify you this morning, God. You're so great, so wonderful, so holy. If we had 10,000 tongues, we truly could not thank you enough. Father, we thank you this morning because you have decided to focus on our liberation, our release from feeling that we are required to keep giving until we've given all we have to give, to keep doing until we've done all that we could do, to keep being there for people who have no appreciation for all we've given, and then leaving their presence empty, drained, dry, depressed, sad, angry, tired, exasperated, exhausted. Jesus, so that we have nothing left to give to you, God. Nothing left to give to the people who really matter, our own families. No more praise. We end up bitter, jaded, dry, toxic, angry, suppressed Christians because we have not learned the righteous power of saying no. Father, I lift up everyone listening to this broadcast right now and those who will listen later, that beginning right now, They are empowered to understand that they are not you. They are not required to be anyone's savior. There is only one savior, and that is you. But they are required to plant a seed, water a seed. They're required to exhort or encourage, but not to be the person who can change someone else's life. We don't need Mr. Fix-It, Miss Fix-It Christian. That's your job, God. Hallelujah. Now help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to attain that godly balance of learning how to help people when we need to. Or when you speak that special word to us to go out of our way, with the balance of knowing when it is also appropriate and righteous to say, no, I have done all I can do. If you really wanted to calm my life, you would take care of that yourself, Jonah. You wouldn't try to solicit me and have me go into conspiracy or murder to just get you out of my peace, out of my rest. In Jesus' name, I come in agreement with all that they're asking you for today. We count it done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise him. We're about to wrap up. Our time has run out. Come on and praise him and say, Lord, I thank you for releasing me to say no. Say it one more time. God, hallelujah. I thank you today for releasing me to say no. Let me give you our announcement and then our task for today. You know, tomorrow is Triple Threat Tuesday. This is where you get motivated, get educated, and get heard. Make sure you do not miss tomorrow's broadcast as well as my law office broadcast. You be the jury at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. The topic for tomorrow night's broadcast will be posted on my website after 5 p.m. this evening. Go to my law office website, callrawsiwilliams.com, callrawsiwilliams.com, after 5 today to get tomorrow's topic for our live You Be the Jury show. Additionally, I thank everyone who prayed for my family. I told you we were going through a very serious situation legally, and on Friday, that situation came to the boiling point, and God worked it out. I don't want to start shouting because I've already been hoarse this weekend. He worked it out. I thank you, those who fasted with me and who prayed. Now, our topic for this morning is stop enabling entitled people. They'll drain you dry and leave you for dead. Learn the power of saying no. Your task for today is to say no. Everything that comes up that you feel when they bring it to you, you already know, oh my God, I hate to see them coming. They're about to drain me dry. Just say no. Don't argue about it. You don't owe a big explanation. Just say no, I can't do that. And that is enough. Please share today's broadcast. It'll be posted on my website, fieldfire.com. After 8 a.m. Eastern, I'll see you again in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern on Morning Motivation. Say no today.